This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Our daughter and son-in-law and three grandchildren live in a place called Stuttgart, Germany. They've been there for 3 years now. Probably be there another three. I was fascinated by the history of that city from World War II. As a World War II buff, I did a lot of research on what happened in Stuttgart. So I went to the German cemetery, where all the thousands of German soldiers are buried in Stuttgart. But the place that touched me the most was a place called Birkenkopf. There was 1.5 million cubic yards of debris at the end of World War II, just in Stuttgart. The city center was just literally obliterated, and there were 1.5 million cubic meters of rubble. And so the city father said, what are we going to do with all this rubble? I mean, it's just everywhere for miles. And so they picked a place just outside of downtown Stuttgart, and they started piling it up, one place. And now it has an altitude, this hill, of 1675 in feet altitude. It's a big hill. It's a small mountain is what it is. 1675 feet, just a rubble. And when you come to the top, you see the tops of buildings and, you know, the concrete faces of buildings. And you can read some of the inscriptions on some of the buildings, and it's just a pile of rubble. But on that pile of rubble, somebody put up a cross. I want you to see it. A cross overlooking, you see how high it is over the city of Stuttgart. And that's my grandson and granddaughter standing there with a gesture of victory over death. You see, coming from a partial Catholic background, as I do with my mother and grandmother being Catholic, I'm used to the crucifix, Jesus on the cross. But that's where the power is, in the empty cross. I'm thankful for the crucifix, for the cross, Jesus dying on the cross. He took away my sin. But Romans says it's what I'm justified by, his resurrection. That's where the hope is. If there's any hope in this world, it's in the empty cross. Because one grave is empty, I have hope. Because one grave, somebody walked out of a grave alive, I have hope. And it's all connected to the resurrected Christ. What's the choice? To decide to either be a child of the resurrection, as Jesus termed them, or a child of death. You know, that's a phrase that we understand. To call somebody a child of this or that means they're identified with that issue. They're identified with that cause. Be identified with Christ, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Why? Nothing else matters in terms of eternity. What difference does it make if you have a view of heaven that it's golf and it's camping and it's all the good things of life, but you don't know the one who spoke of heaven? Your view of heaven and my view of heaven ultimately doesn't matter if it doesn't include Christ as the focal point, as the centerpiece of heaven. It's all about being with him forever, whatever your notion is about heaven. It's not just fun things we remember on earth. It's being with the one who is the way, the truth, and the life for all eternity. His name's Jesus. His name is Jesus. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, speak to us at this invitation time. If there are people who need to respond to your good news, that's why we're here. We're not here to play church. We're here to do the most important business of all, to call people to Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, to call people to the one who is the resurrection and the life. And because his grave is empty, we have hope. Bless this decision time. In Jesus' name we pray.
Well, folks, if this passage from Luke 20 is true, there is nothing more important in the universe than knowing the one who spoke of the reality of heaven. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.